For our sizzling hot picks of the week, where we give them all to you. You can go with whoever, whichever one of us you want to go with, but here comes our sizzling hot picks of the week. Just to go over everybody's record so you know where we all stand. Shane comes in with a record of 6-6. Kelly's is at 4-8. I am at 3-2. Alex, you are currently 5-4. Jeff, you are blazing hot at 9-3. And Joe, you are at 500, 3-3. So, Alex, you want to kick us off?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. So, my first pick, I'm going to rock with Arizona against Dallas. I like Chicago over Carolina. I'm going with the underdog here. And then New England over Denver. Drew Lock comes back. It'll be a pretty impressive match, but Stephon Gilmore is going to be back on the field for the Patriots. So I think the defense has it locked for New England. New England, Arizona, and Chicago for me.
And Jeff, who do you got?
And I'm going to go with Alex's first pick. I'm going with Arizona 1 over Dallas. I think that's an easy pick this week. I mean, Dallas right now is not playing well. I'm really disappointed in the Cowboys. I took a loss last week against Alex. I lost by 1 point. I needed more out of my running back, Ezekiel Elliott, or my 49er defense, showed up. But I'll take Arizona as a favorite. I'll also take Green Bay as a favorite over Tampa Bay. I think Green Bay wins. And I'll take the Rams as a favorite over San
Rams
Francisco.
Minus 3, gotcha.
Yes.
All right, Joe, who do you got?
I'm going... I'm going Chicago with the 1.5 point upset over Carolina today. You know, I just think that the defense is gonna show up, and that's what's gonna keep them in the game. Although Carolina does have a pretty good offense going right now. Second, going Indianapolis over Cincinnati, 8 minus 8. You know, Indianapolis. I don't care if they lost last week. They lost to a good Browns team, and I was wrong about the Browns. I said the Browns, they got to prove me wrong, and they did. So, you know, minus 8, Indianapolis still is a great team. And like everyone else here, I'm going with Arizona over Dallas. I think minus 1 is pretty generous for Dallas. You know, that offense might do some, but, you know, the defense just can't do anything, so.
Gotcha. And Shane, who do you got?
I'm thinking, well, I'm going to take Baltimore over Philly. I got to take that 9.5. I mean, to me, that's a gimme.
Baltimore. So you're going Baltimore minus 9.5. Gotcha.
I got the Patriots over Denver. I think with Cam in and Denver can't figure out a quarterback to save their life. They're cutting guys left, right, and center. So I'm going to take that one at 7.5. And I'm going to take the Chiefs over Buffalo because I think the Chiefs are too mad that they lost to my Vegas Raiders by 4.5.
Gotcha. Okay, just to fill in for Kelly's pick, she is taking Jacksonville plus 3 over Detroit. She is taking Carolina minus 1.5 over Chicago. And finally, Kelly is taking the Tennessee Titans minus 3.5 over Houston. So those will be Kelly's picks. And as for me, I am taking Green Bay minus 1 over Tampa Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers continues his revenge tour on the league. I am taking the Rams minus 3 over San Francisco. And I am taking New England minus 9 over Denver. Shane, one of you guys alluded to it just now. I think maybe Drew Lock might be coming back, but even so, Bill Belichick likes to wreak havoc with young quarterbacks, and I think that's what he's going to do here. And with the return of Cam Newton, I feel comfortable taking the Patriots and minus nine over the Denver Broncos. So right there you have our sizzling hot picks of the week from the Sports Skillet Radio Show. Love it.
And Jay, just wanted to get your opinion here. I mean, would you actually take the points with Philly? Do you think Philly will cover? Or do you think Philly is going to get blasted here by Baltimore? Obviously, Shane took Baltimore and the Ravens. Do you think Philly covers or actually wins this game outright?
Yeah, I think the Eagles, if you're looking at 9 points, I think the Eagles could very well be within 9 points of the Ravens. Like I said, you make the Ravens come from behind. That's a good situation to be in. You know, if the Eagles can somehow, you got Fulgham, who's been on fire. Ward is a good possession receiver. And who knows what happens at the tight end position, you know? You know, maybe the tight end actually shows up this week.
Yeah, and I think Joe's team, I mean, I didn't touch the Giants in Washington, but I think the Giants can cover against Washington. I really do. I think this is a game that, you know, if the Giants are going to win any game, it's going to be this one, Joe.
And speaking of,
they got to win one.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're listening to the Sports Skillet Radio Show, cooking up all the hot takes. Jump in and join us at 609-919-9200. Download our app at sportsskilletradio.com. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching for Sports Skillet. And remember to show us some love, like, follow, and share.